Santa Rosa City Schools and the Teachers Association have agreed on a plan to return children to in-person learning. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Superintendent of Santa Rosa City Schools, Diane Kitamura. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, what kind of support, what level of support did you get for this plan?
Meaning the MOU?
Yes.
We've had, I think a tremendous support, from both our teachers, our staff, our management staff, as well as parents to come to an agreement so that we can get ready to get back to in-person instruction on April 1st.
Now, how do vaccinations feature in the plan?
That the staff would, the teachers would get both vaccinations before returning.
Okay. And have you been able to get to that point?
Yes. You know, I don't know if you saw that there was going to be a gap in being able to get our vaccinations. And I reached out to Senator McGuire to get some help because it would have pushed back our date later than April 1st. And luckily, we're able to continue on with our vaccinations with the help of Senator McGuire and Governor Newsom's office with about 1,500 My Turn access links.
Great.
So that we could continue. Yeah, so that we can continue giving the opportunity for vaccinations.
That's wonderful. And will there be committees at each school site to help make sure that everything has been checked off before kids return?
Yes, so a part of the MOU and agreement is that we would have site, what we're calling site verification teams, to go through a checklist, and it's the teams are made up with various stakeholders, teachers, nurse, administration, classified staff, to just go through and make sure that everyone feels that we have met all the different requirements that we need to meet based on guidance from the CDHP and local public health. Those teams are happening as we speak.
That's
those verifications.
Excellent. Very good. And when will students actually return?
So KA through 6, we have them broken up into two groups, Group A and Group B. And Group A will begin on April 1st, and Group B will begin on April 2nd.
So does that mean that then it's going to be a staggered schedule?
Staggered only because we're breaking the schools up into two groups.
Okay.
So Group A will start on the 1st and Group B will start on the 2nd, KA-6.
Okay.
And then our vulnerable 7-12 students will also begin on April 1 and 2. And then the entire 7th through 12th grade will then begin on April 26th. And April 29th, again, breaking up into two groups.
Okay. Now, the CDC today is expected to make some recommendations for schools that allow children to be 3 feet from each other and not 6 feet from each other. Is that going to change anything for schools in Santa Rosa?
Not for now, till the end of the school year. In our MOU, we have agreed to the six-foot distancing. We've set up everything, our schedules, everything around the six-foot distancing. And so we're just going to go with that till the end of the school year. And then when we look at summer school, there could be some changes there.
Okay. Now, are there any options for students and parents who want their children to remain home and continue with distance learning?
Yes, that's an option that parents have had. They could choose to remain in distance learning or return to hybrid instruction.
And so will teachers then who have their students in class, will they be broadcasting sort of on Zoom or whatever into the children, or is it a separate kind of a thing that they have to do at the end of their day?
Yeah, it'll actually be, in most cases, it's going to be two different teachers. So,
oh, okay.
We have teachers who are needing to have an accommodation that has them in remote instruction. And so they naturally will stay in remote instruction. And then we will fill in with other teachers who want to continue to do distance learning so that they would move over. And then we would hire teachers if there was a need for any classes that were not covered based on the movement that was going to happen.
Now, the school board agreed unanimously to this new deal, and it had a lot of support from the Teachers Association. But what were the kinds of things that you had to work out prior to getting to this point?
I think probably some of the major things were schedules, you know, opening that was declared by the board through resolution April 1. Well, there was training that needed to be go on before we did the opening of April 1. So settling on those dates and what those days, training days look like. The site verification team, I think, was extremely important as well. It was a collaborative effort between SRTA and SRCS in the development of the checklist, and then also the composition of the team and that entire process. I think that was a huge thing that we agreed to and are implementing as we speak.
And now we're looking out a little bit further. You might not have an answer to this, but what about in-person graduation ceremonies? Will we see that this year?
We need the community's help. We have to get out of the red, because in red we would not be able to do any kind of ceremonies as in the past. Mm-hmm. It would be more the drive-through. Some of the things that we did last year. We've got to get into the orange, where there would be any kind of ceremonies at school sites.
Okay.
So I just ask the community, please continue to practice, you know, wearing your masks and all the different kinds of social distancing and whatnot, so that we can get to the orange.
Yeah, we've got a lot of reasons to get there, but definitely making sure that our kids can have their parents cheer them on as they graduate. That's another good reason to do so as well. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That is Superintendent of Santa Rosa City Schools, Diane Kitamura.